Everybody's friend around Chicago, Bill Rancic. Bill, it's been a while. How you been?
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing okay, and I want to get to what you're into right now regarding a great innovation in cancer care. Before we get to that, how's the family? How's Juliana? What's new?
Yeah, a lot has happened since we last spoke, obviously.
Yeah.
And everyone's doing great. You know, Juliana just celebrated her 46th birthday, and Duke's about to turn 8.
Wow.
And you're getting ready for the school year. It's going to be obviously a little bit different this year, but Duke's going to be going into second grade. And, you know, he's about a week away from starting it, so he's already starting to complain.
It goes fast, doesn't it? It goes fast.
It goes fast, yeah. And we're finally getting the restaurants, you know, back on track, which is great. People are coming back out to the RPM. So, you know, we're happy to see that the numbers are picking up and people are coming out more. And, you know, we're doing it in a responsible way and in a safe way. So certainly thank everyone in Chicago who comes out to the RPM restaurants.
You know what I say? Keep calm and carry out whenever possible.
We've got the dining room spaced out. We've got a lot of outdoor seating. So, you know, we're really just being thoughtful about it. And that's what matters. We want to stop the spread, as they say.
Yep. Tell us about this big idea in cancer innovation that you're involved with now.
Yeah, you know, it's great. This is my third year being a part of it. And I've partnered up with the folks at Astellas Oncology, which they have a headquarters right in Northbrook, Illinois. So they're a local, they're based all over, but they have a presence up in Northbrook, Illinois. But a program called the C3 Prize, which stands for Changing Cancer Care. And this year I'm awarding up to $200,000 in grants for people who have ideas on how they can help the cancer journey beyond medicine. So, you know, we've been doing this for many years now, and really it's just to ease the burden of those going through it or the caregivers that are also along on that journey. And as you know, my wife Juliana is a cancer survivor. She had breast cancer many years ago, and you know, when she finished her treatments and going through the whole process, we decided to do as much as we could to help people going through it and following in the footsteps that she was in. So when the folks at Astellas Oncology approached me to try to, you know, work with them on this, it took me all about 30 seconds to say I wanted to be a part of it.
Everybody knows somebody whose life has been touched by cancer, and oftentimes we forget about the caregiver, though, don't we?
Yeah, the caregiver, you know, in many cases plays an important role. In some cases, people don't have caregivers. And you know, last year's winner of the C3 Prize, for example, she was a cancer patient. She realized that she didn't have anyone to help her with her children. So she came up with the idea called the Nanny Angel Network. And she provides free child care for those people who are going through treatments. And she provides them with trained professionals who can help counsel the kids along the way. And those are the kinds of ideas we're looking for. You know, we're going to, you know, really ease the burden of everyone going through the journey.
Yeah, and this C3 prize is open to any idea that can have an impact, even if it's simple. And as you
That's
mentioned,
right.
$200,000 in grants and resources to help people further advance their ideas. Entries are being accepted now through September 28th. And again, no idea is too simple. And this prize, Bill, is not just for tech applicants or professional people who are involved with this, right? It's not about complex solutions.
No, this is really, again, it's all about beyond medicine. And you know, we want, if it's a simple idea, that's fine. If it's a complex idea, that's fine too. People can learn more at c3prize.com. And the application process, I will say, Bob, we realize people are busy. And, you know, we want this to be simple and easy for you. So we didn't make you come up and write a dissertation. You know what I mean? We're not trying to complicate your life. We want to make your life a little bit easier. So if they go to C3 Prize, they can fill out the application. It's very simple, very easy. And, you know, we want to get as many ideas as we can because, you know, ultimately, we want to help fuel innovation and fuel these ideas.
Great project. Again, all the information is at c3prize.com. The letter C, the number 3prize.com. Bill Rancic, always good talking to you. Our best to Juliana, and hopefully we'll see you here in person before too long.
Thanks, Bob. Appreciate you taking the time with me.